Hi, and welcome to the Nat Decants podcast. I'm your wine-soaked host, Natalie McLean. I hope you had a wonderful wine-soaked holiday. So let's ease into the new year with a lighthearted look at matching wine with relationships. Food and wine pairing is simple by comparison. From announcing a surprise relationship to your family to breaking up with kindness, you'll find wine suggestions in this podcast. I'm still puzzled over which wine to drink when you're signing a prenuptial agreement. Something nervy with an acidic bite, perhaps? You can find more stories, the wines I reviewed this month, delicious wine-friendly recipes, and a free e-newsletter on my website, nataliemclean.com. Now sit back and enjoy this month's story. There's a perfect wine for every stage of your relationship, from seduction to destruction. Number one, meeting your girlfriend's family for the first time. Try a medium-bodied wine that will appeal to many palates, one without too much oak, tannin, or alcohol. I call these switch-hitter wines, as they go both ways food-wise. They're good with meat, chicken, and pasta, and so on. For example, a California Merlot from Beringer might be a good try. Number two, announcing to your family that your best friend is really a lot more than that. Try a wine from an overlooked or undiscovered region, such as Argentinian Malbec or South African Shiraz. Your family will be pleasantly surprised at how palatable both the wine and the news can be. Number three, trying to seduce a new woman. Pinot Noir, the romantic grape. It's so difficult to grow and make, but is seductively sublime when it works. I love those from New Zealand, such as the one that Kim Crawford makes. Number four, relaxing after a hard day at work. Pick a wine that you can sip slowly, like German Riesling. Low in alcohol, but high in flavor, so you won't pass out on the sofa at 7 p.m. Number six, telling a man it's over. Any high alcohol wine with a bitter finish will do. Italian Amarone is probably best. But skip the regal glassware in this situation. A tumbler or glass shot is optimal. And finally, nursing a broken heart. Banyuls or tawny port are perfect self-indulgent poor little me wines. They drink well with chocolate, and most desserts, even a pint of Häagen-Dazs. If you enjoyed this podcast, please let others know about it. There's more info on my book, Red, White, and Drunk All Over, and a free e-newsletter at nataliemclean.com. Tune in next month for another exciting episode, and in the meantime, drink up. Cheers, Natalie. This podcast and its contents are a copyright of Natalie McLean, 2009.